All right, we're here back live for episode 13 of Sober Motivation with your host, David Sherwin. And first things first, I need to clear up with you guys as we go on to start new episodes is that I do not claim to be any sort of sobriety coach. All I claim to be is in recovery and tracking my progress as I go along at this point. And with that being said, I want to follow up with what I was speaking about yesterday on my podcast about how I faced a relapse and what I did about it today. And as I said, today I was going to go to a marriage counseling appointment with my wife, which I did, as well as go to an AA meeting, which I did as well. And so with that being said, I just want to start off this podcast to kind of comment about how I woke up this morning and how I was affected by basically realizing what I needed to get done. And I woke up out of a weird dream. I had this odd dream that for some reason that I had upset AA, and I probably have upset some people in AA about me questioning how it works and being kind of an asshole in reality with that. And then I woke up and I made sure I was up for my wife to get up because we both set the time up to go to that appointment. So we went to the appointment today and we're both screened for our marriage counseling appointment, and we basically are on a wait list right now for our future counseling sessions. But I'm still glad. I felt like I communicated a little bit better with my wife about what was going on. I talked about what I was having some dreams about, and she seemed worried about it. And I did too, and I was scrolling through social media, and I had some realization with these programs for sobriety. And at the end of the day, there's a program for everything, but there's only what works for you. And so that's what I had to think to myself and decide, okay, this is... what am I going to do with this? And I was scrolling through an Instagram post and I saw this guy on Instagram who was a sobriety coach and all this other stuff. And he was selling a program and a book. And at this point, I don't want to sell anybody anything. The only thing I'm trying to offer at this point is my message of what I'm going through now. So hopefully if you guys are dealing with something similar with dealing with a relapse, or you're afraid you're going to deal with a relapse, that this is something that you can listen to and follow along to and maybe get some inspiration and some hope for yourselves to not fall back with doing so. So anyways, I looked at that and I kind of realized how I felt about that as well. And I just talked to my wife about it and she said, okay. And we went to our marriage counseling appointment, and it was interesting to kind of get it done, get the process and the ball rolling. And it isn't as uncomfortable as I thought it was going to be getting it started. I felt like it was going to be more stressful walking in there, but in a way I felt like I had hope for us going in still. And filling out the package, I guess, was kind of, it was what it was. And I don't want to divulge any personal information for anyone about how it was, but I just know for myself, it was not as uncomfortable as I thought it was going to be. And the things I spoke with about the counselor really caused me to reflect on what was going through the counselor's head when I spoke about my relapse. And she made a good point to me about how counseling will only work if I'm not drinking, and that if she's trying to counsel three people, me, that of which it being me and my wife, that, well, me and my wife and alcohol, that the alcohol is going to likely be the more powerful substance in the more powerful partner in our marriage. So until it's completely gone, that the marriage counseling is not going to be as effective. So I took that into consideration with what I was going to do going forward. And I was trying to look at which AA meeting that I was going to go to. And I chose one that it was a little bit further away than the AA meetings that I had normally gone to before I relapsed. But it was one that I felt like I would go to no matter what. So that's where I went. It was about 2 minutes, a little bit further away. And I went there, and I'm glad I did, because when I went there, I had it in the back of my mind, because I went to this place before, that it was a place that felt comfortable, that I could kind of see myself chilling out and relaxing at, even if I had never gone through the program and if I had to choose to where I was going to go. So I thought that was important. And I think that's an important thing for maybe somebody else who might be feeling like, hey, like, doesn't matter where I go. Like, at the end of the day, I think just getting help is what matters most. But if you can make things better for yourself, do it and go that route, because I think otherwise you're going to give more reasons to not go. And anyways, before I went there, I was hoping that there was somebody that I kind of talked to before that was going to be there, because this person to me, and I'm not going to share names with this without any permission, but just to say that this person seemed really nice, and I wasn't working with a sponsor before, which is probably a good reason why I relapsed as well. But I was hoping this person was there, and he was there, oddly, at the time that I was going there, because I had to go for a morning meeting so I could get to work on time. And I got to talk to him about what was, well, first I got into the meeting just thinking, and it was a nice day out, and they told me I was in the right place. I was like, yep, I know I'm in the right place. And I got to share the fact that I was in my first 30 days of sobriety again. And they, if you guys don't know this, they give out a token for every 30, 60, 90, or 24 hours, or so on and so forth. Every so many years, you can get a token for however long you've been sober for. And I had a realization to myself that these particular tokens, and it's just, it's something that is given to you after you've earned it, and you've been honest with yourself about earning it. And I realized how important this 24-hour chip was for me. So I asked if they had a 24-hour chip. And lo and behold, the guy that I was hoping would be there was like, hey, I got one. And it really, I don't know, it just showed me how you never know. And sometimes you need signs or just some more encouragement or courage to continue to move down the positive path that you're trying to go down. And so it was helpful that I was there, and my anxiety that I was having about the program that I was speaking about earlier kind of dispersed after I felt comfortable and kind of talking about what I was dealing with. And if anyone else has not done this, please also get phone numbers from everybody at the meetings that you go to, or from anybody that you can at the meeting, so that way if you're feeling as though you're going to relapse at some point, that you have somebody that you can text or call and kind of work out the situation of what's going on. And I'm really glad I did that, and I'm really glad I got to talk at depth with what I felt personally was going on with me. And I spoke to him about how I felt about the AA program, and a lot of the things he said, it felt very similar to what I felt about the program with regards to thinking that, one, it felt like a religion, but two, that I also thought it was like a cult. And that's what he said too to somebody who helped him with his recovery, and that it was funny to me that he said, hey, if it's a cult, you should join that cult to stop drinking. And I just laughed about it. I was like, okay, there's just always going to be these patterns that I feel like that I come across. And at the end of the day, I have to want to do it as well. I have to want to stay sober. And it brought some annoyance to me, as along with humor about the whole situation, and thinking about how funny it was to me. And I was up the night before talking to my wife about how I have issues with myself going on, and thinking like something's wrong with me upstairs or something. And he's like, well, cults wash your brain, don't they? Don't you think your brain might need some washing right now? I was like, shoot, he's not wrong. I do feel like it could get some cleaning at this point. So I took it positively. I felt as though it was a good thing for me to be there today and to follow up on everything, and to just let people know I'm being committed to this program and not trying to put up a facade of things and to pretend like I've got this understood better than anybody else, because at the end of the day, it's your recovery, and that's where you have to take it. That's how I feel. And you have to figure out how to be grateful for the things that you have as well, and to be grateful for the things that you have. And even the mistakes and the failures that you have are not necessarily the worst things to where it should be a reason that you go back to relapsing and pretend like your issues don't exist. And to be upfront, because I think I wasn't being upfront with the issues with me and my wife, as I stated a little bit earlier, that I wanted to have my wife on the podcast. And I'm looking at about doing it this weekend or so. So doing that with her this weekend, trying my very best to get that done, and staying committed to this program and being real about what's actually going on and not putting on a mask and acting as if, you know, I fixed everything. Because at the end of the day, I knew full well I was bullshitting everyone, and the only person who I wasn't bullshitting was me. So there you have it. That is where I'm at right now. This is not going to be a long podcast. I just wanted to make sure I got it done, and that who's ever listening that might need some hope or some motivation if they're facing something similar or think they're going to deal with something like this, gets the help that they need and gets back on the path that they need to be on to stay healthy and stay happy and live a happy life. So there you have it. There is episode 13 for Sober Motivation. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Again, I'm not claiming to be anything other than somebody on recovery right now, and to kind of give my perspective of what it's like at this point. And I hope you guys, if any of you guys are struggling, get courage and some motivation to do the same. So again, if you guys like this, please follow up with a like and a subscribe. And you guys can subscribe to me on pretty much any platform at this point. I believe I'm on Pandora, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever else, radio.com, wherever else you guys are listening to me at. Follow me on Facebook as well. Sober Motivation is still up. I'm still pushing out content there. If you guys want to leave any feedback, please do, and I appreciate it. So thank you all for listening, and I will see you all soon.